I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, NDC holds parliamentary primaries in southern sector today. CPP hints of plot to destabilize its leadership. Takrade Harbour to be expanded to cope with oil exports. Fulani herdsmen leave Agogo to a new location at last. Government secures Israeli loan for a new teaching hospital in Legon. Mass protests in Egypt against military rulers as Prime Minister-designate asks countrymen to give him a chance. And Ghana's amputee football team berths at finals of African Amputee Football Tournament. The news in detail.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
A Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson, has urged all constituencies in the southern sector in which primaries are being held today to ensure that they turn out peacefully. He said the party demands that the primaries are conducted freely and transparently so that credible candidates will emerge to win the seats for the party in 2012. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Lawson said apart from Wager and the Crepin South, which have been put on hold, the primaries will take place in all constituencies where the party has no MPs in the Greater Accra, Eastern, Western, Volta and Central regions. He said Tema East, Tema West and Abetifi constituencies will hold their primaries tomorrow. Notable names contesting the primaries include the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Fosuampofu, who will be contesting the Tema West slot. Mrs. Zito Kankwe, former Minister of Tourism, who is contesting the Dom Kwabenya seat for the second time, and the Chairman of the National Disability Council and husband of Zita, Andrew Kankwe, who is standing in the Kankwe North. Also seeking to represent the party are Deputy Minister of Information, Baba Jamal Fakutia, Ghana's Ambassador to the Czech Republic, Victor Smith, who is vying for the Ebwakwa North candidacy unopposed, and the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, for Aguna East. The CPP says it has uncovered a grand plot to use a fractional demand for early Congress to undermine and destabilize the new leadership under Sammy Nkrumah. The party's legal advisor, Bright Akwete, in an interview with the GNA, said the leadership has uncovered the nefarious machination of certain faceless party members with outside collaborators to pool together signatures from a section of the party members across the country to force the leadership to organize an early Congress. He said constituency and regional executives have been approached by the group to sign a petition which will compel the national leadership to hold an extraordinary session to fix the National Delegates Congress before the close of the month to elect a flag bearer. Mr. Akwete called on all loyal CPP members, including constituency and regional executives, to close their ranks and ignore such petitions. He said the current leadership is entangled with the major challenge of reorganizing the party structures for election 2012. The CPP advisor said without strengthening the structures at the grassroots, there would be no meaningful development within the party, and emphasized the need to repackage the ideals and ideology of the party to make it more relevant to modern Ghanaian politics. Meanwhile, the CPP says the proposed National Executive Council meeting scheduled for the 30th of this month cannot take place because due procedure has not been followed. In a statement issued in Accra, the General Secretary of the party, Ivor Greenstreet, said the party has received an unsigned and undated request for a proposed NEC meeting slated for that date. He noted that it is the party that calls for such a meeting at the request of one-third of the membership of NEC. Mr. Greenstreet said the party needs to cede the signatories to the request, undergo verification, and give notice of the meeting through proper procedure. Failure to follow due process will render the entire process null and void. CPP members are therefore duly informed that this NEC meeting cannot take place as proposed. Still on the CPP, a leading member of the party, Michael Kosidede, has called on members of the party to renew their commitment towards its growth. This, he believes, is the surest way the party can be strong enough to wrest power from the NDC. Mr. Dede was addressing a forum organized by the CPP to share ideas and raise issues of concern to the party. He called on members to renew their trust for the executives and one another. Mr. Dede said CPP as an alternative government will provide the people a better livelihood when elected, since the NPP and NDC have failed the people. He attributed the current traffic situation in Accra to lack of proper zoning. He said city planning will determine the movement of people. Mr. Dede called for the enforcement of zoning laws. Otherwise, the nation, as he put it, will crash. Mr. Dede urged the CPP to put its house in order to show that it is capable of running the affairs of the nation. He said the CPP believes in equal opportunity for everyone. The first vice chairperson of the party, Susan Edwamankwa, encouraged party members to spread further the CPP message in all corners of the country. Government has secured a $357 million Israeli loan to build a new teaching hospital in Legon for the College of Health Sciences of the University of Ghana. The hospital will have a 600-bed capacity and will be built by Israeli contractors. The provost of the College of Health Sciences, Professor Aaron Lawson, who announced this at the launch of the 50th anniversary of the University of Ghana Medical School, said the new facility forms part of measures to relocate the Kolibu campus of the College of Health Sciences to Legon. Doreen Ampofo reports.
In March this year, President Mills cut short for the commencement of work on the School of Biomedical Sciences and the University Teaching Hospital project in a bid to integrate and relocate the College of Health Sciences to Legon. In this regard, a relocation committee has been established to draw up the necessary modalities. A member of the committee and provost of the College of Health Sciences, Professor Aaron Lawson, says the committee has made significant progress in its operations. He said the loan facility, which has a grant component of $22 million, will go a long way to speed up the relocation process.
We are developing business cases for a new School of Biomedical Sciences to take care of the first 2 years of training in the college. We have also been able, through the government of Ghana, to secure a loan facility to build a 600-bed teaching hospital for the College of Health Sciences. There are other projects which are coming on board, and steadily we think we are making such significant progress. With the teaching hospital facility and the School of Biomedical Sciences, as well as the Central College Administration, most of us will move to Legon. And we believe that within the next 2 to 3 years, we will start the relocation to Legon.
The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aiti, said the relocation, when done, will provide a great opportunity for future doctors and health professionals to interact with other specialists. He said while the process of relocation is ongoing, the university authorities are taking steps to properly integrate the college into the university. This is through massive improvements and upgrading of ICT infrastructure and systems. The 50th anniversary of the University of Ghana Medical School, which is a year-long event, will feature activities such as lectures, open days, fun games, a float, and a dinner dance.
Doreen Ampofo reporting. The Yachi Mine Council has imposed a fine of 72 sheep and 36 crates of schnapps on Odishe Kwame Boateng, the man who accused the Ochehene Osadufo Amwetio for repining of involvement in illegal gold mining. He has 1 week to send the items or he will be banished from Yachi Mine. The council imposed the fines after Odishe Kwame Boateng failed to attend a scheduled meeting at Ofori Penning Fie yesterday to hear his evidence against the Ochehene. Mr. Pinyin Kwesi Jechi, who represented Boateng at the meeting, told the gathering the accuser has spurned all invitations to respond to the call to justify his charges on the grounds that he feared his life might be in danger. A member of the Ochehine's council, Kwame Champong, explained that Boateng had been fined 24 sheep and 12 crates of schnapps for failing to recite correctly the Great Oath of the Achims. The same fine was imposed for his failure to observe rituals that accompany the invocation of the oath. He noted that should Boateng fail to meet the deadline, he would be considered persona non grata in the whole of Achimai, and nobody would be expected to socialize with him nor attend his funeral, and he cannot be buried in Achim. All six recognized cattle owners in the Agogo area have finally moved their cattle and their Fulani herdsmen to the new area allocated to them. As of Tuesday, only one cattle owner, Alhaji Dagoma, had moved, but on Thursday, the chairman for the Fulanese Association of Agogo, Alhaji Ahmed Adams, said the last owner, together with his herd of cattle and Fulani workers, were on their way from Agogo. According to Alhaji Adams, a combined team of military and police escorted the nomads to the new area, but says the space is small and they have only one source of water for the over 6,000 cattle. Alhaji Adams said officials of the national security have provided the cattle owners and their herdsmen with identity cards for easy identification. The chief executive of the Ghana Cocoa Board, Anthony Fofie, has asked the youth to go into cocoa farming since it is attractive and rewarding. He said the seed production unit of Cocoa Board had already nursed 20 million seedlings for distribution to farmers free of charge. He noted that community nurseries have been established and farmers who lack expertise in the planting of the crop could receive guidance. Mr. Fofie was interacting with newsmen as part of his official tour of some cocoa-growing communities in the Ashanti region. The areas included New Edubiase, Adansiasokwa, Antoakrum, and Poano. He said the increase in the country's cocoa production to 1 million tons is as a result of fair rainfall distribution and government interventions like cocoa spraying and fertilizer application. Mr. Fofie said the water region increased production by 400% and Cocoa Board is determined to sustain the achievement. The Ghana Police Service has asked the public to partner it in the fight against crime, especially during the Yuletide. At the passing out parade of the second batch of recruits in Accra, the reviewing officer, DCOP Prosper Aplo, said the realization of the mandate of the police service as enshrined in the Constitution depends largely on public support and cooperation. He said crime fighting is a shared responsibility. Naomi Kome has filed this report.
The National Police Training School was established in 1930 for the training of recruits and under cadet officers. It was also to organize refresher and promotion courses for other ranks. In 1952, the first 12 police women were enlisted into the force. The 120 recruits were taken through practical police duties, criminal law, criminal procedure, basic officer skills, professional policing ethics, English and report writing. DCOP Agro called on citizens to play their role in the maintenance of law and order. He urged the recruits to strive to build upon their knowledge in policing by learning from the old hands on the field. He also called on them not to throw away their books, but constantly have them as point of reference. DCOP Agro cautioned the recruits against indiscipline, which is said has an adverse effect on effective policing. The National Police Training School has since 2004 trained 162 under cadets officers comprising 40 women and 122 men. It has also trained 1,918 recruits constables.
Naomi Kwame's report. The Motor Traffic and Transport Unit of the Ghana Police Service has attributed the increasing spate of road crashes to broken down vehicles, mostly heavy-duty trucks, which are left on the shoulders of roads. These vehicles most often do not have warning triangles to signal drivers. The commanding officer of the National MTTU, ACP Angubutube Awuni, made this known at a workshop for personnel of the unit in Accra. He said his unit has only one towing vehicle, thereby making it difficult for the MTTU to address the challenge. Olivia Mwada also attended the program for Radio Ghana.
The two-day workshop is to update the knowledge and skills of personnel in its efforts to bring the carnage on the roads under control, especially as the Yuletide approaches. The commanding officer of the National MTTU, ACP Angungu Toge Awuni, noted that although the year has not ended, statistics indicate an increase in deaths as a result of road accidents. Last year recorded 1,760 deaths, but as at October this year, 1,850 persons have lost their lives. This ACP Awuni described as unacceptable. He said to bring the situation under control, the MTTU will step up its enforcement of road traffic laws and increase road safety education.
We see a lot of road accidents because people are traveling to their villages to be able to take part in the Christmas and the New Year activities. And drivers become more reckless because they think that this is the time for them to harvest their cocoa. So what we're trying to do now is intensify our education and enforce the law rigidly. The drivers themselves realize that their lives are very, very important to the nation. And therefore, if they drive reckless and lose their lives, the country is losing the law. So we believe that they should themselves protect their lives first. Their families need them, Ghana needs them. And if they lose their lives, they don't know how another person is going to take care of their children. We beg them to be a little bit respectful of the law of this country.
ACP Awuni noted that budgetary constraints are impeding the efficiency of the unit, citing the availability of only one towing vehicle as an example.
These broken down vehicles, most of them are very heavy duty vehicles. Have just one tow vehicle. That is almost always sitting at the workshop. And therefore, we do not have the capacity to remove these vehicles from the wayside. We are asking for more vehicles. And if these things come and we are not able to perform, then the public would have the right to blow it. In last year, December, we managed to bring down the accident rate as compared to previous years because we were seen almost everywhere on the major roads. This year, we are going to repeat it.
The Director General in charge of technical of the Ghana Police Service, DCOP Ofosu Mensah Jiabo, opened the workshop on behalf of the IGP. He called on the participants to exhibit professionalism and share the knowledge and skills acquired with their colleagues and subordinates. He said the impact of the training should reflect on subsequent road accident statistics.
Olivia Mwadanso's report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. NDC holds parliamentary primaries in southern sector today. CPP hints of plot to destabilize its leadership. Takrade Harbour to be expanded to cope with oil exports. Fulani herdsmen leave Agogo to a new location at last. Government secures Israeli loan for a new teaching hospital in Legon. Mass protests in Egypt against military rulers as Prime Minister designate as countrymen to give him a chance. And Ghana's amputee football team berths at finals of African Amputee Football Tournament. Please stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The Vice President John Dramani Mahama has announced government readiness to invest 850 million cedis in the oil and gas industry. He said the government has allocated funds to expand the Takrade port for easy exportation of the oil. The Vice President said the funds are part of the 3 billion Ghana cedis Chinese loan. Mr. Mahama announced this at an international conference on the avoidance of the oil curse in Ghana in Kufodia. Is being organized by the National Development Planning Commission in collaboration with the Ministry of Energy.
The conference is being attended by government officials, stakeholders in the oil and gas industry and other development partners. According to the Vice President, Ghana has so far produced about 22 million barrels of oil and exported 21 cargoes since the commencement of the oil drilling last year. He stressed that the country has no excuse to be caught up in the oil curse syndrome. Vice President Mahama said government is putting in place legislative frameworks to monitor and ensure transparency and accountability in the oil and gas sector. He said government is making frantic efforts to mitigate challenges that would pose threats to the oil and gas industry. Vice President Mahama said Ghana is blessed to be among the oil producing countries. There is therefore the need for Ghanaians to support government to protect the resources of the country. The Minister of Energy, Dr. Joe Otin Ejay, said government has found it imperative to ensure that details of the the petroleum agreement is made known to the public, Dr. Otinyeje said his ministry believes that the oil and gas industry can be the engine for industrial goods. He said government also believes that the synergy between the oil and gas industry and the rest of the economy is critical to ensuring that the country achieves broad-day development in the exportation of its natural resources. The chairman of the National Development and Planning Committee, PV Obey, enumerated some of the assessments and deliberations made by government and the committee to ensure that the sector is well managed. He said lots of challenges are likely to abound with the exploration of the oil and gas. There is therefore the need for stakeholders and Ghanaians to come out with what he called an anti-curse agenda to help minimize the challenges. The Omahini of New Drabin, Dasibre Oti Boateng, called for special laws and mechanisms to ensure that the country derives optimal benefits from the oil and gas industry.
Oh, the news desk report. Southern Sector Youth and Women's Empowerment Network, an NGO, has raised concerns about the Ministry of Women and Children's Affairs' decision to disband witches' camps in northern Ghana by next year. According to the national coordinator of the organization, Zinabu Sakibu, horrific violence and abuses could resurface in a different and secret manner with an early disbandment of the witches' camps. She advised the ministry to rather put in place a long-term strategy to abolish the witches' camps by ensuring that all cultural practices that dehumanize women have no place in society. Madame Zinabu Sakibu was speaking at a press conference in Accra to commemorate this year's International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Ghanaian women, like many around the world, are increasingly subjected to rape, domestic violence, and other forms of brutalities. But the scale and true nature of this activity are often hidden. The program officer of World Bank for Ghana, Mercy Jabing, said this at the start of a 16-day campaign of activism against gender-based violence. She said there are inherent systems, structures, and practices within the socio-economic and cultural framework that allow diverse forms of gender-based violence to exist. There's a report by Mary Atuli.
The 16-day campaign has been used as an organizing strategy by individual civil society organizations and women activist groups to campaign as well as create awareness locally, nationally, and globally on the negative impacts of violence against women and children. The campaign would also highlight other significant dates, including November 29th as International Women Human Rights Defenders Day, December 1st, World AIDS Day, and December 3rd, International Day for Persons with Disability, as well as December 5th, which marks the anniversary of the Montreal Massacre. The program officer of WILDAF, Mercy Ajabin, said it is important to make an assessment of the problem of gender-based violence in society. This assessment, she said, would help ascertain the nature of public awareness needed to be created in order to curb the menace.
Mary Atuli reporting. The National Youth Employment Coordinator, Abuga Pele, has refuted allegations that allowances of the NYEP beneficiaries were paid in the bedroom of the Greater Accra Regional Minister. At a media briefing in Accra, Abuga Pele explained that the arrangement for the NYEP beneficiaries to be paid in the yard of the Greater Accra Regional Minister was as a result of insufficient space at the NYEP offices to accommodate all the beneficiaries. This, the National Coordinator said, Ghanaians should be grateful for. Here's a report by Victoria Haji.
The national coordinator of the NYEP, Abuga Pele, said the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Niyama Ashite, has nothing to do with the allowance being paid to the beneficiaries. He called on Ghanaians to appreciate the gesture by the minister rather than saying bad things about him.
It was simply an arrangement by the regional coordinator. In view of the smallness of their office and the space around it, they got permission from the authorities at the committing council, not the regional minister himself, and said because his place is not living there and there's construction going on there, it's a big yard, so they can use the space for the benefit of this exercise. It's not as if the regional minister has taken custody of NYEP's money and has put it in his bedroom and beneficiaries have to go in and appeal, be paid something. So
National Youth Employment Coordinator Abuga Pele ending that report by Victoria Haji. The French Embassy has inaugurated two projects and a program at the National Film and Television Institute, NAFTI, valued at €55,000. The projects are the refurbishment of the Film Dubbing Center and the creation of a viewing center. The embassy is also supporting a broadcast journalism program to be established next year. Priscilla Usuansan report.
The film industry is known to play a crucial role in the development of a country. It is said that film has the ability to impact on the conscience and the mentality of people towards development. According to the director of NAFTI, Professor Linus Abraham, it is important to build a repository of Ghanaian films. He therefore commended the French embassy for including a viewing center to serve as a multimedia library that will provide students with easy access to a wide variety of films from across the globe.
This is Lewis Ansar reporting. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
The rest of the news. Prime Minister-designate Kamal Ganzouri has asked Egyptians to give him a chance as thousands rally in Cairo against the military rulers. In his first public comment since being named, Mr. Ganzouri said he will not name a new government before Monday's polls. Presidential campaign has officially started in Russia, with the polls scheduled to take place on March 4, 2012. The election date was set by the country's upper house of parliament, the Federation Council. Incumbent Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, who is widely expected to win the polls, is to be officially nominated as presidential candidate at the Congress of the United Russia Party tomorrow. Football. The national amputee team, the Black Challenge, have booked their ticket to the final of the ongoing Third Cup of African Nations for amputee football. The Black Challenge beat Angola by 2-0 at the Accra Sports Stadium. Skipper Richard Opento shot Ghana into the lead in the 23rd minute. Substitute Joseph Amoah increased the tally just on the stroke of full time to earn Ghana a comfortable place in the final. To end the news, the main points again. The NDC is holding parliamentary primaries in all its constituencies in the southern sector, where it has no sitting MPs. Deputy General Secretary of the party, George Lawson, has urged all members to ensure that the primaries are peaceful. And government has allocated funds to expand the Takoradi port for easy exportation of oil. Speaking at an international conference on the avoidance of the oil curse in Ghana, Vice President Mahama said also plans, government plans to invest 850 million cedis in the oil and gas industry. That ends the news broadcast.